Now, this is just great life advice in general, because I'm telling you, the people that are the most depressed in life are the people who are focused on themselves. People who set out to be happy in life, and their biggest goal is to get their life a certain way and to get all their ducks in a row and to please themselves and to live the happy life that they want to live, these people will end up being the most unhappy people, and they'll end up being the most miserable. Ironically, those who seek happiness don't find it. And those who seek to bless other people and care about other people and serve the Lord and do things to make other people's life better, they end up having the better life just as a side effect. You know, if you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for Christ's sake, you'll find it. Happiness is one of those things that if you seek after it, you will fail. But if you ignore it, it will come to you. Spend time thinking about other people and what you can do to make them happy, and you will make yourself happy in the process. Spend your life making yourself happy, and you're going to become a spoiled, miserable brat that's never happy no matter what situation they're in. The Bible says, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Whether or not people are better than you isn't the point. Esteem others better than yourself. Now, I'll promise you this. Nobody was better than Jesus. Was anybody better than Jesus? No. But yet, this mind of esteeming others better than yourself and looking every man, not on his own things, but every man also on the things of others, this was the mind that was in Christ Jesus. That was the mentality that Jesus had while he was on this earth. So you can't sit there and just say, well, you know, how can I esteem other people better than myself when I'm the ultimate? Jesus was the ultimate. You're not. And he esteemed others better than himself. So can we also put other people first? Let other people go first. Think about their needs more than our own. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That's the mind we're talking about. The mind that doesn't look on your own things, but looks on the things of others, that lives for others, that thinks about what they can do for other people.